The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Mike Eaves. Wisconsin is the number 6 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face number 3 seed Michigan at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right. We are awful glad the postseason is here, and we look forward to going into Joe Louis, which is one of the more older buildings in the NHL. It's got a lot of great history and tradition, and we look forward to the second season.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. You know, you saw some good from your team in the second half, especially from those young freshmen. Could you talk about maybe one or two that really just made a gigantic stride from that first half?
Well, I think, as you said, Dan, I think all of them made a huge leap, but the guys that really took a step forward are probably down the middle of our ice for us in terms of center icemen, in terms of Adam Rockwood and Cameron Hughes and Ryan Wagner. It's an awful lot of responsibility to give young people, especially in the way we play and most teams play, with their centers being down low and taking charge on faceoffs. But they grew substantially because we had nobody else. They had to jump right in the fire, and they did a pretty good job, and they were much better, and we were much better because they were better in the second half.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Baggett, Wisconsin State Journal.
Good morning, Mike. Say, is what's Cameron's status for this weekend, or for Thursday, I should say, and do you, Grant Bessie was skating yesterday. Is there an update on him?
We'll find out more today. I think that the fact that Grant was on yesterday was good. I know that Cameron told me that he's going on the ice today, so we'll see how much he can do today. And then, much like Guy, it's kind of going down to the wire here for these guys in terms of what they can give us and how they feel physically.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Johnson, Bucky's Fifth Quarter.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time. I was actually going to ask about the injuries as well, but I guess what kind of challenges does Michigan present to you this week? Obviously, they have a high-profile offense, and you guys have kind of struggled to contain them so far this year.
Well, I did listen to the whole broadcast here, and it was I think Red had an interesting comment about that, the fact that we were better the second time around, and so I think that they have an unbelievable high-powered offense. They lead the country in offense. Their forwards are very good in terms of cutting back, and I think that we you get drawn up to a higher level when you play against good teams. So we did a much better job the second time around playing for them against them, and hopefully we'll even do better this time as we go into the Joe. And just because we played them 4 times, that may help us out.
Just a quick follow up: do you think playing on a small ice surface helps you guys against a team like Michigan?
Yeah, I think it does, because on a bigger ice surface, there's more space, which creates more time for them. Being on a smaller sheet, there's less of those two things, and that will help us.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Mike, just circling back to Joel Rumpel. I think if he maybe had the wrong personality and goal this year, that things really could have perhaps blown up in that room. Can you just talk about what type of kid he is, and perhaps is he a leader in that room from the goaltending position?
Yes, most definitely. It's an interesting thing. We talked last summer about with our two young goalies. I mean, if you're looking for guys that probably should be a captain of your team if they weren't in the position they are in, it would be those two guys, Landon Peterson and Joel Rumpel. It's hard for a goaltender to be a captain. As a matter of fact, we have a funny story. Last spring, we were on the ice doing some skill stuff, and we had this talk with Joel about, being more of a leader. So he's in net, and the guys are doing a cutback drill and moving their feet and shooting at the after they've done the cutback, and they're shooting on Joel, and I'm on the ice, and I'm actually filming it on the iPad, and so I'm watching the guys, and I can hear Joel in the background say, hey, nice try, good shot. That's the way. That's, and I'm looking at you. You just stopped the puck right now. If you want to be a leader in the weight room and in the locker room, that's great. But out here, you just stopped the puck. And I think it was his effort to try to be a leader. And it's really tough to do when you're a goaltender. It's almost like an individual sport within a team sport.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you. Oh, you do it one more. Never mind. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
All right, Adam. Thank you. Bye-bye now.